Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about imagining and exploring a version of an ideal day for you. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself. If you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something, know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Know too that you can come back and listen to this meditation and visualization as often as you would like. So now find a relaxing space. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and begin noticing your breath. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after this experience if you would like. Come now and discover who and what you really would like to have in and around you in this version of an ideal day in your life. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. On this start of your ideal day, what season of the year is it? You find yourself just waking up in your ideal bedroom. It's early morning on a weekday, and as you open your eyes and start to look around, you notice several things right away. You notice that you feel really rested, having had the perfect amount of hours of sleep last night that make you feel at your very best. You notice now that the bed you're sleeping on feels so comfortable to you. What is it that you're aware of now about this bed? What makes it feel so delicious and pleasurable to you as you lay here now? How would you describe the bed? What kind of linens are on the bed? What are the sheets and the covers made of? Are they a particular color? You have always dreamt of a bed that feels so deeply satisfying. How big is this bed? What is the shape and overall size of this bedroom? Next, you notice how happy you are as the pillows are so comfortable. And whatever they are made of make you feel like you could rest and feel blissful just lying here for a lot longer. As you're starting to make some of these discoveries of your ideal day, is your ideal day already getting off to a wonderful start? Now, as you look around the room, you see something on your bedroom wall that makes you smile. What is it that you see there on the wall? Perhaps it's a favorite portrait or a painting. What brings you pleasure about this item on your wall? Next, you look at the bedside table and you see a new item that will help you receive an even better night's sleep than you already have been having. Perhaps there is a new sleep aid that you heard about and that you have decided to try. Is it a sleep mask, earplugs, or a light that acts both as a gentle, gradually brightening light, as well as acts like a gentle alarm that gradually lightens the room over a period of 20 minutes or so? Next, you notice that you have enhanced your bedroom space to accommodate your morning beverage needs so that you don't need to leave the bedroom at all. Perhaps you've made room and accommodations to have a coffee machine that makes your perfect cup of coffee? If so, is it even programmable to start brewing at a set time that is the most preferable to you? Or maybe you really would like a tea station with all kinds of your favorite teas, like herbal or green or black. Can you envision a teacup or coffee mug that fits you just right? Maybe you've installed a small built-in refrigerator in your bedroom that meets some of your unique desires and needs. Or maybe there's a room scent diffuser that is now misting your favorite scent into the room. And if so, what is that scent that you find enticing? Next, in your ideal bedroom, notice whether you are alone in bed or who is there beside you now. If you are with someone, who is this person? What brings you pleasure as you think about being by yourself or with this other person? Take a few moments to take this in and feel what it feels like being with yourself or with your significant other. Next, as you swing your legs out of bed, what do you notice as you become aware of what nightwear you have on? Some people prefer nightwear and some don't. As your hand touches the fabric of your clothing, notice what feels the best against your skin. Perhaps it's silk or cotton, or what is it for you? What is the color and shape and feel of this material? Next, as you continue to look around your bedroom, you realize that there are some features in your ideal bedroom that you have given thought and attention to. Perhaps you like to read at night. Is there a special reading light that is angled just perfectly for you in order for you to read while in a comfy chair? Or perhaps you have installed a small overhead reading light that comes over your shoulder while you're in bed. If you're a person who likes to journal, maybe there is a favorite pen and a beautiful journal within easy access for you. You take a few moments now to sense and feel out what the details are that would enhance your experiences in this room. Perhaps it's a vase of flowers or a single rose, or what is it that would make your heart sing? Is it a stunning modern day chandelier? Know too that you can ponder this even after you leave this space, and things may come to you and percolate over a period of time. Next, your feet make contact with the bedroom floor, and you start to walk towards the bedroom window. And you really love this aspect of where you live, for you see something every day when you look out this window. What is it that you see? You also can hear something beautiful each time you open the bedroom window. What do you hear now? You ponder this for a few moments. And then you make your way into the bathroom. You love so many features about this bathroom. Your favorite color and colors are in this bathroom. What are they? This bathroom is very functional and beautiful because these two features are worth their weight in gold to you, so to speak. Your morning routine got enhanced when you decided to invest in these two new things. They don't need to be expensive additions, but something that you highly value and now use almost daily. You're so grateful that you invested in these things, as you find that it has made a remarkable difference in how they have enhanced your daily routine of grooming and self-care while in this space. Next, in this ideal bathroom, what could you do if you had to leave a message for yourself that was loving, kind, and encouraging? A message that you could read every day, what would it be that you would message yourself? And where could you put that message? Perhaps on a yellow sticky that goes onto a bathroom mirror? And perhaps if you wanted to leave a message for someone else, you could also leave a message in that same way. Or sometimes you may want to leave a playful message in lipstick on the bathroom mirror to yourself or to another, perhaps. Next, as you prepare to take a shower or a bath, what are the items that make this experience a joy for you each time that you experience it? Is it a special body shampoo or hair conditioner or a bar of soap or a body scrub that you just love and so enjoy using? Do you have a favorite scented body lotion or an exquisite cologne you like to put on? If you like to use a bathrobe, what kind of a bathrobe is outstanding to you? Can you envision it? Maybe it's one of those luscious bathrobes, the kind that luxury hotels offer in their rooms. Is there a top-notch music system available to you in the bathroom or in your bedroom that is easily accessible in order to play your favorite music if you enjoy listening to music as you prepare for your day? If so, do you have a dream playlist that might be created by you to help activate and bring a sense of enlivenment to your morning routine? What music would you prefer? Perhaps, depending on your mood, you might create a few playlists, one for work days, another one for unwinding at night, and another for weekend mornings, or yet another one for leisurely bubble bath time. What are the different flavors of music that set different moods for you? What music tends to consistently make your heart come alive? Next, you walk out of the bathroom to the bedroom closet. As you imagine a possible ideal closet that would work best for you and your needs at this point in your life, what do you imagine or what do you see as you open or walk into the closet now? Do you see a closet with wall-to-wall clothes, or does it look like it's quite minimalist with a few simple edited versions of your favorite clothes? Maybe there are some of your clothes in multiples, the ones that you really love and favor the most. Or what do you see in there? What do you find within your closet that brings you joy? Is it the size of the closet? Is it the way that the closet is organized? Is it the way that the closet is set out and designed in a specific way that meets your liking? Perhaps there are areas within the closet that are set up to display shoes, ties, suits, scarves, or perhaps lingerie. What about the lighting in this area? Do you share this closet? And what can you dream and scheme about that would make this a hallmark of deliciousness for you? If you're picking out and choosing your ideal wardrobe, what kinds of items do you think you would curate and bring into your wardrobe? What would a yummy wardrobe look like to you? In your ideal closet, do you have a favorite pair of jeans or shoes? Next, you choose one of your favorite outfits to wear as you prepare for the next party of your day. Whatever you decide to put on feels really good when you put it on, and it feels right in all the ways that are meaningful to you. Prior to breakfast, do you ideally engage in a spiritual practice or an exercise routine? If so, what is it about this activity that helps you to have a pleasing start to your day? What is one activity or spiritual practice that you would want to do and make adequate time for each day that would be appealing to you? What would be the perfect amount of time you would enjoy participating in this activity? And where would you want to do this activity? Do you have a space dedicated to this activity in your ideal space? Know too that you can ponder this even after you leave this exploration and take some more time to see what may resonate with you around these questions. If you had a room set aside for things like meditation or yoga or perhaps writing in a journal, what items would you want to have in this space? Is there a music system? Specially sized pillows? Maybe a yoga mat? And if you are into reading, maybe you have a small library set up and an ideal chair that you would want to sit in. So many possibilities for you to ponder. Next, you make your way into the kitchen area. What is it in the space that delights you each day? Do you have your dream coffee maker or specialty tea area and all of the things that can accompany that for you, if that is your pleasure? How is your ideal kitchen set up that makes it feel outstanding to you? How does it meet some of your needs and desires? What are the colors you delight in? Is your kitchen modern and sleek or cozy and eclectic? Are there some unique or special appliances, for example, that you would love to have, like a water filter system or special cooking pots or heavenly smelling exotic spices? What enhancements could you see appearing in this upgraded version that would meet some of your daily life needs and dietary needs in special new ways? Some of these might be inexpensive and very practical. Perhaps having a plant or a small herbal garden container on your counter does the trick. Or maybe it's a spice grinder, or a coffee bee grinder, or maybe a new cookbook. Next, you're getting ready to put together your favorite go-to meal for breakfast. What do you do now that brings you pleasure around this morning activity? Maybe it's the way you set up your table or eating area with a beautiful placemat, or perhaps you relish a special spoon to eat your cereal with. Or maybe you prefer sitting in a specific cherished chair or stool. Is there a small way that you can be thinking about in order to enhance this experience even further? What seems juicy and delightful to add into your ideal space? Maybe it's as simple as becoming even more mindful and present as you enjoy being in this special space, surrounded by items that bring you such delight and enjoyment. Next, you consider, who would you like to be sharing a weekend morning breakfast with? And if so, would that breakfast be different in some ways? And if so, how? Maybe you have an outdoor garden or eating area that is pleasurable to relax and enjoy the day. Next, you go through the mail and you're excited to see a letter that has arrived from someone that you were surprised to hear from, but excited to hear from. Who would that person be and why? Next, you see a flyer in the mail that has your attention because it's inviting you to attend a new activity that you've actually been thinking about lately. And it's just right down the road from where you are and not that far away. As you ponder this, know that you can come back here anytime to further explore and imagine the possibilities of enhancing the first part of what an ideal day can look like in your life. Know too that there is a part two episode of an ideal day that will dovetail and be available for you to explore as well. Know that as you absorb some of these inspirations that would help you to create more facets of an ideal day, that starts from the moment you wake up in your bedroom to time spent in your bathroom to activities in your morning routine, you can make notes and start to experiment with bringing in some of these elements. Trust that you will know what things you want to bring into your life in your living spaces. And pay attention to what you are perhaps wanting to edit out or rearrange or remove from some of your spaces. Be gentle with yourself and allow yourself to be playful with ideas and inspirations that come to you that feel right and feel right to you intuitively. If you have enjoyed this episode, you can become a supporter of my podcast, and you can support this podcast with monthly donations to help sustain future episodes. Your monthly contribution can be as little as 99 cents. I would like to now thank you for spending some of your time with me and look for episode 2, part 2 of An Ideal Day, and see where that may take you on your journey. And so until next time, I wish you well.